here on Ice Time TV for our midweek catch-up with Cardiff Devils head coach Andrew Lord. And Andrew, it's perhaps the most exciting weekend of the season. The fans are ready. The players seem ready. How are you feeling right now?
Good. Yeah, very excited. It's I'm just relieved to get past Manchester and have another week with this group. It's just been such a great year, and so much fun coming on the rink and competing with these guys, and just happy to have another weekend added here. And obviously, it's going to be very special, you know, up in Nottingham. It's an unbelievable event, and something that you know, really fun to be a part of.
Just going back to the weekend pass, and I think all of us are just astounded at how far the Manchester Storm organisation have come and how hard everyone works up there. And they really gave the Devils a lot to handle this weekend. But on Sunday, it seemed like a very professional day, professional display in the Storm shelter.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they played very hard. They competed. They got some gamers there that aren't afraid to play a gritty style, and obviously they need that in their own rink in particular. But I felt, you know, other than that little spell in the second on Saturday, I thought we've just made them play a huge amount of very hard minutes, a lot of minutes in their own zone. And I think that was one thing I was very happy with, was how we managed the puck. And you know, the trapping style that they play can be effective and very frustrating, but the way we managed the puck, we got it by that system in the neutral zone, and we got it in, and we went to work religiously, wave after wave in their zone. And I thought that paid dividends, especially on the Sunday. I felt them having to play 5D all weekend, it started to wear them down, and you could see we were able to capitalize on some of our chances.
Can I ask you a little bit about Gleeson Fournier, because he scored another big goal on the weekend. Now, we know he's a great skater, we know how skillful he is. Maybe at the start of the year there were still a few turnovers in his game, but perhaps since November, December time, he just seems to have nullified those, and his game's gone to another level.
Yeah, he's an amazing player, and he's a huge part of our offense. And I think he probably doesn't get the credit he deserves just because of Andrew Hotham, really. Not to blame him or anything, but Hoth is obviously center stage and carries the majority of the minutes, and Gleeson has to take a little bit of a back seat to that, but he's been just an absolute great player for us. His defensive games come leaps and bounds, I feel. His decision making, especially in our own zone, is much better the second half of the season. And he's always going to have his skating ability, his puck handling ability, his scoring threat off the rush, and also on the power play. And he really is a great all-around package right now for us. And I think just that speed, especially now that we're playing on the big ice, game in and game out, is been absolutely incredible for us.
I've just asked Ben Bounds the same question. The Dundee Stars are a very dangerous animal in that first semi-final, but obviously the Devils will be favourites in terms of being league champions, league ranking. How do you as a coach ward off any complacency in any of the guys looking towards a final rather than dealing with what's in front of them on the Saturday?
Oh, I think we know that team well enough and how hard they've played us all season, and even last season as well. And I think that was probably the reason we won the league title this year, was we didn't get complacent against arguably teams that were maybe lower in the standings, or however you want to call it. And again, we know how dangerous they are. It's made my job a lot easier, how the league is now. But a couple years back, there were some teams there where you could probably arguably have an off night and still win a game. But now you really can't. And I think the focus has been so much better, game in and game out. And I think that team, it's a huge test. Their goaltender is very hot right now. They have some defensemen that really can make it difficult, jumping into the play. They're skillful, they're tactical. Some of their forwards can break a game open one-on-one single-handedly, and I think their team speed overall is very, very dangerous.
Is having the first semi-final an advantage, or does that 1 p.m. face-off throw the guys out at all? What's your view on it as a coach?
It's a weird time, absolutely. I mean, we've been trying to talk about that this week and just get the guys' heads around it. It is weird, even just from a you know, let's face it, we're so routine. We've been doing this since we were 5 years old, and it's, you know, it's a 7 o'clock game or a 6 o'clock game. It's get up at this time, eat at this time, nap at this time. It's, you know, it's almost basically a religion, your game day prep. And to have it move to one is definitely, you know, a little bit different. But again, we got an experienced group now. We've, you know, we were up there last year. We experienced that game time, which was great. And, you know, it's just focusing on that start, really, and not making excuses. So, yeah, you know, it's definitely a little bit different. But at the same time, I'm excited because then, you know, if all goes according to plan and we're able to advance, it allows us to, you know, watch the next game, which is huge from a coaching perspective. But that's obviously looking way too far ahead right now.
In terms of some housekeeping, Denny Carney sat out the weekend with a little bit of a niggling injury. But for the final weekend of the season, everybody just about good to go?
I think so, yeah. It's that time of year where everyone's a little beat up and whatnot, but every team has that. And, no, I think we'll have some tough decisions to make this week, so not looking forward to it, but part of the job. And, you know, I know whoever we go with, you know, we'll have a very great group going into that Saturday game.
And just finally, Andrew, as you just said yourself, it's dangerous to look too far ahead, but, of course, you are on the verge of making history. How exciting is that for you as a coach, and how exciting is that for you leading this team?
It's incredible. Yeah, it's amazing when it's a mix of emotions. You know, I'm trying to keep them under wraps right now, trying to just focus on the day-to-day task and then, you know, obviously the games. But I think probably in a week or two after the season when we sit down and have some time with the guys, the emotions will come out a bit more and we'll be able to think about all that stuff. But right now we just got to stay in the moment, and you know that Saturday game is going to be a real challenge for us, so we're going to need to be focused.
Well, Andrew, I'm sure everybody in Cardiff wishes you good luck for the weekend, and as ever, thanks for joining us on Ice Time TV.
Thanks a lot.